Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What's a life look like that expects everything to be limited?
I mean, I think it probably looks pretty depressing.
Yeah, small and controlled, for sure.
If you're expecting everything to be limited, I think we're not excited. I mean, what do you have to look forward to if you think just everything you step into is just going to end with like, womp, womp, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we don't expect the best out of other people. We don't believe that good things can be for us. We're waiting for the shoe to drop on every single thing that we do when we can't believe that there's this great, good God who loves us that has this possibility for us. I think we begin to live with such a limited perspective, and then fear defines the way that we're moving forward. I think we don't want to say, oh, it's fear, but it totally is, because we're afraid of believing something is good for us, which means that really what we're afraid of is that something bad, you know, is waiting for us too. And so I think we begin to be defined by fear instead of curiosity and instead of faith to follow what God has for us.
Does fear keep us back because we also don't want to be disappointed? It's almost like we keep ourselves in a perpetual state of disappointment because we don't want further disappointment.
I mean, I think so. I think anyone who would say otherwise is lying.
Yeah.
sorry if you say otherwise. Time for some examination. But I do. I mean, I think so many things that we are afraid of. We're afraid of failing, and we're afraid of messing something up. We're afraid of messing our kids up or messing our marriage up. Or, I mean, and I just continue to think, like, God came for the messy people. Like, he came to step into this messy space with us. And so I just began to realize a few years ago that I was more curious about what God could do than I was afraid of what he might not do. But I think that there are legitimately really hard and terrible things that happen in our lives. And I wrote about it in Curious Faith about when we carry heavy things. One of my best friends died several years ago, and we walked through just this horrific cancer diagnosis with her. She was 40. She had 3 kids, 7 and under. I mean, it was just horrible. And so how do we carry those things? How do we move forward in faith? And I remember one day just kind of coming before the Lord and saying, what if all the bad things that I'm afraid of happened to me? Like, what if they did? And I remember just feeling like the Lord said, well, I'd still be here. You know, I'm still the God who covers moons. I'm still that same God. And I am called Redeemer because I flip things on their head and I bring things back to life. And so that's when I think I got more curious, is when I realized that the broken things didn't tear me to shreds. They tore me up for a while, but the Lord will put me back together. And so I think that there's hope in that, in knowing that he is the God of possibility and of putting things back together.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.